Good morning. I'm Christopher Conover with In-Depth Arizona. The skies over the desert in Avra Valley are full of aerobatic aircraft as the best in the world are in Tucson for the next few days to compete in what is known as the Desert Shootout. But looks can be deceiving. These airplanes have no pilots inside. They're radio-controlled models. But they're not the small ones that I built as a boy. They have wingspans of 3 meters and are 40% of the size of the aircraft they're built to resemble. And as Dave Johnson of Desert Aircraft, which puts the four-day contest on, explains, the planes fly quickly.
Typically, in flat and level flight, they're flying in the neighborhood of 80 to 105 miles an hour, depending on what the pilot's achieving at that point.
But the shootout isn't a race or a beauty contest.
It's all about pilot skills, and it's very similar to like figure skating, where we have compulsory maneuvers, then we also have a freestyle event. And one is very, very regimented and has to be flown specifically to a pre-issued set of sequences. The other event is 4 minutes of mayhem. The pilots get to do whatever they want to do, loud music, and they just flat out have to impress the judges and the crowd for that matter. So it's very exciting.
Back out in the desert, 2 to 3 planes at a time are being put through their paces by the judges, while the next pilots stand by their planes on what could be best described as an on-deck circle. It's where the pilots make last-minute checks and get the engines warmed up. Mike Scalepi from Parker, Colorado, is flying in his first shootout.
I started with the little airplanes and just got addicted to it and started getting bigger and bigger until I got to this level that I'm at now.
How long have you been flying?
For 2 years. This is the first time I've seen Tucson shootout. I've done 4 competitions total so far.
Pilots are only part of the team. There's also a caller or spotter who helps the pilot out while the plane is in the air. Mike's caller is fellow pilot Scott Marks.
What I do is I obviously watch for the other planes, make sure that he's not getting close to any of the other planes, and if he is, we'll call what's called a break or a avoidance call, and then he's allowed to get out of the way and then restart his maneuvers. So, and then what else we do is we call the maneuvers for them.
On this day, the teams are flying a known course with required maneuvers that are published well in advance. The second day of the competition is the unknowns, where pilots are given the compulsory maneuvers just the night before. That's where the callers become even more important.
As a caller, it becomes real important to know what to call, when to call it, so that what we try to do is memorize it, but obviously when we get in front of judges, it gets a little nerve-wracking. So having the caller there definitely helps out if they forget a maneuver or forget which way to roll.
The competition is not just big boys with big toys. Intermediate class pilot Spencer Norquist from the Apache Junction area is just 11 years old and is already a veteran with 5 years of flying under his belt.
And I wanted to do it, so I asked him, my dad, and we decided to start, I guess.
Spencer's dad, Kevin, is the caller for this team.
He's been flying the small foamies. He started with those, and when I saw that he was actually flying these things and hardly ever crashing them and doing some things with them I didn't think he could do with airplanes.
The shootout is open to the public, with Saturday and Sunday being what most consider the best days. That's when the freestyle competition takes place, where pilots crank up the music and fly their planes any way they want to. You can get directions and see some photos from the first day of competition on our website, azpublicmedia.org. I'm Christopher Conover, Arizona Public Media.